This is Blaine Hembree, and we're going to, the entire family and myself, are going to recount this year, 1970, and we will start by me highlighting the most important things that have happened to us this year, and I guess the most important thing that's happened to us is that we added Matthew to our family. Matthew was born on October 9th, and we adopted him from the Children's Home Society. Another highlight of the year 1970 was the vacation that Mark, Melanie, and I took to the East Coast. We flew from Los Angeles to New York, spent several days in New York, rented a car, and drove south through New Jersey into Philadelphia. After spending some time in Philadelphia, we drove into western Pennsylvania through the Amish country, down into the West Virginia area, Civil War battlefields of Gettysburg, New Market, down through the Shenandoah Valley into Virginia. Visited Melanie's relatives, her cousins in Richmond, and saw the sights in that area, including Williamsburg and the original colony of Jamestown, and drove on to Washington and spent almost a week in Washington, D.C., seeing all the Capitol. We really enjoyed the East Coast. We seemed to do nothing but eat good meals. We didn't buy as many antiques as Melanie wanted to. In fact, we didn't buy any. We did buy a Civil War bayonet for Mark and I, along with some Civil War bullets and other Civil War items. Now I think the best thing to do is let each member of the family tell the important things that have happened to them this year. And the first one that will speak will be Michelle, who is this year 3 years old and attending nursery school. Now, Michelle, I want you to tell me, since this is recorded on December 28th, tell me the most of the presents that you got for Christmas.
I got a shower baby, a top, and a puppet hand, a rocket puppet.
Stand straight and talk.
And
you get a record player too?
Record player.
What else?
The document that my brother gave me.
Dog your brother gave you?
Mm-hmm.
Your brother Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Because Matthew didn't give you anything, did he? What else? Why don't you tell everybody what happened when Santa Claus came down our chimney?
He made thumbprints on
the rug. Okay. Talk louder.
He made thumbprints on our rug.
And what else?
He brings his bag with him.
Yeah. And did he tear his clothes or anything?
Yeah, I did one piece of off his shirt when he went back up.
Yeah, where did it stick?
It stuck right on our chimney.
Okay, and did he leave any footprints or anything?
Yeah.
Where were they? Tell the people about them.
They were on a rug, on the living room rug.
What color were they?
They were white.
You could see where he walked to the Christmas tree, huh?
Yeah.
Left a lot of steps to the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And then he left some pixie dust.
Yeah.
Did you leave some cookies and milk for him this year?
Yeah, but he didn't eat the other one.
He ate most of the cookies, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he leave one cookie?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he drink all the milk?
Yeah.
He drank all the milk. Okay. And then you saw the pixie dust that he left there, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to say? You want to say anything else at all? Okay. now we're going to hear from Mark, who is 11 this year. And Mark, why don't you first of all tell us what you got for Christmas, and then tell us anything else that you want to about the highlights of your year.
Well, for Christmas I got 4 shirts and a pair of pants and a belt, and I got a cassette recorder which can record voices and record off the radio. It has a radio with it, and I got a couple games, and let's see what else. Michelle got a bunch of toys, and well, this year we went on that trip, and that was a lot of fun. And then in school, I'm in sixth grade, we won a couple of championships with our teams. We won in football and volleyball. I'm doing pretty good in school. And this year was a pretty good year because we got Matthew. And he's a pretty good guy. He wakes up in the night a lot, but he's doing pretty good now.
Now this is Dad again, and I'll speak on behalf of Matthew. This was Matthew's first Christmas, and he got a new swing. Let's see, Mark. Mark, you help me out. What else did he get?
Oh, he got some clothes.
What, Francie Pony?
Yeah.
What else did he get Michelle?
He got a swing. No, he got.
Yeah, he got a swing, but we already, merry-go-round. He got an awful lot of things. He got an awful lot of clothes from people. People have been awfully nice to Matthew. And later on, you will hear from Matthew. So now we're going to hear from the mother of the family, Melanie, who is this year 32.
Yeah.
And she's going to tell what she got for Christmas, plus anything else that she has to say about this year.
I noticed that Blaine mentioned my age this year, but didn't mention how old he was this year. And Blaine was 35 this year. This is several days. This is New Year's Eve, as a matter of fact. And we are all thinking about how fortunate we've been this year. We've all had a good year. We've all been healthy. This is the year that Mark got his braces, so he will have beautiful teeth. And I had a very nice Christmas. Got a nice necklace from Mark. And I got some snow boots from Matthew and Michelle. I got a new nightgown and a new velour pantsuit and an electric razor and some money so I can take advantage of the sales after Christmas. I can't tell much that hasn't already been told, but I would say that if every year has been only as good as the last, will be very fortunate.
This is Blaine Hembry, and now we're going to record our year-end message for 1972. We're recording this one on February 7th, 1972, and we normally like to do it around Christmas time, but this year we broke our tape unit about Christmas time, and it's taken me until now to get it fixed. So we're going to let Michelle tell what she got for Christmas this year and what she did this year. Okay, Michelle.
I got a boot and a machine. a radio and a Living Baby Tender Love. And let me see. A light bright and some boots. And let me see. Rick Mark. I got a gumball machine and a bike, and I'm back in preschool, and I'm next year I'm gonna go in kindergarten. I moved in a new house, and I got my own bedroom now.
Okay, now I'm going to try to get Matthew to talk, and Matthew's kind of bashful. Say something, Matthew. I guess that's all that Matthew's going to say. Sound like he wants to say a little bit more. This is 1973. We're recording this on New Year's Day 1973. And each of the children are going to tell what happened to them this year and what Christmas presents they got. Matthew is going to be first this year. On second thought, I guess Michelle will be first this year.
I got the ear beans. And cross over the bridge, and a bike, and a Charlie Brown game, new robe and new pajamas, and I got new slippers, and a doll. And a picture of my daddy when he was little in the olden days. And also a dress and a necklace and a vest. Jumping jack and teddy bear, hopped in Santa's sleigh. Okay, Santa, let's be on our way. Clap, clap, away we go, slipping through the sky. Moving on to somewhere special, by and by.
That was very good, Michelle.